In regards to Yayin Nesa, can the Rav please elaborate on the halachos that pertain to the following case? Is one allowed to taste wine at wine tasting events if the wine is from a good hashgacha and is not mevushal, but the person who pours the wine is Jewish but not religious, at least doesn't give the appearance to be so? Would the case change if the non-religious person just opened the bottle, but one poured for oneself? Anonymous from Yerushalayim. There are two considerations here. First of all, since we're not talking about a non-Jew, we're talking about a Jew who is not religious, it really depends why he's not religious. If he knows better and he is a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, having been brought up religious and turns his back on it, then that's one situation. And he has the din of a non-Jew when it comes to wine. A Jew who was brought up to be irreligious and doesn't know what Shabbos is, or thinks that because he was brought up conservative, reform, secular, it's okay for him to be Mechal Shabbos, then there are those that hold that he has a din of a Tinik Shanishba and he doesn't prohibit wine. In a time of need where it would embarrass someone, I know that my Rebbeim held that one could rely on this opinion. However, where it is not necessary, one should definitely not rely on this opinion. Rav Moshe Feinstein, I know I once asked him personally whether one can rely on this opinion and not use boiled wine where you know that people who fit this description of Tinoko Shanishbu will handle the wine, and he said to boil the wine, and even though that's not the best kind of wine to use for Kiddush, better to boil the wine than to rely on this heter. There's another consideration, and that is even a non-Jew only prohibits the wine if he, even if he didn't touch the wine itself, but touched the bottle, but picked it up and shook the wine. If he didn't pick it up and shake it, then v'di'evid, the wine could be permissible, even though he shook it but didn't pick it up, and even if he picked it up and shook it but didn't actually touch the wine itself, and times of great need, one can even drink that wine, according to some opinions. In your situation, where the waiter picks up the wine and pours it, in that situation, for sure, one should not rely, if it would be a non-Jew, or you don't rely on this heter of Tinok Shanishba, then, and surely Lechatchila you shouldn't, then you should open the bottle and pour it for yourself. If the bottle's been opened already and this waiter has poured for other people, you shouldn't drink from that wine unless, like we said, he fits into a Tinik Shanishba and it would cause great problems of embarrassment or other problems, then you can rely that Tinik Shanishba doesn't prohibit the wine. But Lechatchila, if the waiters are not religious, or surely if they're Goyim, you should open the bottle, a sealed bottle, and pour for yourself. If the bottle has been opened before that, and the person who prohibits wine has picked up the bottle, touched the bottle in such a way that he's moved it, or whatever, then you should not drink that wine.